If you're not sure what you're looking at here, it's a bocce ball tournament. And these little, these red, green, and yellow balls are bocce balls. And if you've never played bocce ball before, it's a lot of fun. It's one of those simple yard games where it doesn't take a lot of skill. Well, it does to do it well. But if you just want something fun to do with the kids or with some buddies, pick up a bocce ball set at Target or Walmart. They're cheap and they're fun. Here we've got a bocce ball tournament at the Special Olympics. I went to the Special Olympics with a few coworkers. It's held annually at the OSU campus. So right down a couple blocks away at Boone Pickens Stadium is where the Oklahoma Special Olympics is held every summer. My coworker's daughter was there helping out, and we went to check it out. They were doing this bocce ball event, and it was amazing to see everyone taking part in the sport. It wasn't like an NBA game or an NFL game. It was just a bunch of kids trying really hard to do their best at bocce ball. And it was awesome. It was inspirational to see these kids just playing their hearts out for bocce ball, a game that some people might say, oh, that's silly. But it means so much to these kids to do it. And it was great to be able to see it and to watch my coworker's daughter help out with this. I wanted to capture this a little bit with my camera, obviously, because I had it with me. But that was my dilemma. How do I get this tournament on film, on digital film, with a 50mm lens? Keep in mind, it's a crop sensor camera, so it's about a 75mm equivalent. That lens, that setup is terrible for wide shots, so you couldn't really get a sense of the whole field. I actually, when we came into the stadium, we were walking on this elevated walkway, and I stood on the corner and tried to get a shot of the whole stadium, but you just can't do it with a 50mm lens on a crop sensor camera. So then what about taking pictures of the athletes? Well, this lens is good for portraits. But for some reason, I just felt uncomfortable there. I was just with my coworkers walking around. I didn't want to jam my camera in the face of these athletes. I wanted to keep a respectful distance. And somehow, maybe it's just something I got to get over, but somehow it felt disrespectful for me to be walking around when I'm not really affiliated with the Special Olympics or with bocce ball or anything. I'm just there. I'm just a guy. And jamming my camera in the face of people. I don't know. It just felt weird. I didn't feel comfortable doing that. So I wanted to figure out a way to capture the energy of this tournament, though. I tried a few shots of individuals, just found a few people standing around watching. I tried some of the crowd. And it didn't really work out. But then I saw these bocce balls lying in the ground while the team was sort of regrouping back on the sidelines. And I thought, well, maybe this is something. And I don't even know if it worked, but here it is. I hope it captures a tiny bit of what the day was about. There's clearly an athletic field going on. You can see the AstroTurf or whatever the material is. And it's littered with not footballs, but bocce balls. And that's a little ironic that you would have this. And in the background, you can see the sweeping seats of the stadium going back. And so it's a little ironic to think about this massive football stadium and there's bocce balls laying around. And you can tell that this is not your typical sporting event. At least that's what I was trying for in this photo. I had to lay on the ground to get it. So I'm literally laying on the ground with my whole body on the ground and poking my camera at these bocce balls. And I tried a few different angles. I shot this at f2.8 to get some depth of field. I wasn't physically that close to this red bocce ball in the corner here. So a smaller aperture like a f4 or f5.6 would have been a little too much depth of little depth of field. I wanted a very shallow depth of field. So I had to use a larger aperture to do that. If you listen to this, audio recordings, you'll notice I often shoot at f2.8 or f4. You might be thinking, well, why not a larger aperture for more depth of field, or for shallower depth of field? The 50mm lens I've got goes to f1.8, and why don't I ever shoot at 1.8? Well, in general, I don't like to operate at extremes, and this is with all areas of my life. I don't like to operate at the extreme ends of things. I like to operate in more of a middler ground, but use the extremes if I know I have them available. I like to know that I've got f1.8 in my pocket, and if I have a super low light situation or I need a really shallow depth of field, it's there when I need it. But I don't like to rely on it for daily shooting. I like to have it I like to shoot at f2.8 at the most for just casual daily shooting. And then if I come across a situation that really needs it, then I know I've got it. And every photographer is different. You'll have to find your own way of shooting. But that's just how I operate. I like to get comfortable working within comfortable limits and then know that I can blow past him if I really need to. After I took this photo, I stuck around for a bit and I hope to get back to watch more. The tournament's still going on today. And it made me ponder, if you'll permit me here, ponder the power of photography. Photographers, and I mean anyone with a camera, not a professional photographer, because I'm not a professional photographer, but photographers have the ability to freeze a moment in time and then share that moment with others. How will you capture that moment? And what do you want your audience to see? But more importantly, what do you want your audience to feel? We have the ability, we meaning anyone with a camera, has the ability to transmit emotions and feelings through a single image. And that's a pretty amazing power that you have at your disposal. I'm not saying that this picture does it, and I don't think it does. If I had a longer, like a 300 millimeter or 150 millimeter telephoto lens, and I could have really zoomed in on one of the athletes without getting too close and disrupting what they're doing, or if I was just a braver photographer, if I had a little more guts to actually go up to people and take their photo, maybe I would have been able to capture a little more emotion of what's going on in the tournament. But the bottom line is there's power in that little black box you hold in your hand, and if you recognize that power, you can start to do amazing things with it.